BMW.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good for Tuesday. Can't complain. And yourself?
The same. I don't really want to go back to work. It's been a rough start to the week, but it is what it is. We'll get through it.
I was in my bad spot, so it was a rough start to your week.
So today, hopefully today will be better. It is what it is. So I figured the Western Carolina Ham Fest should be coming because I obviously have plans the same weekend that it's coming out.
You're going to the beach this weekend, right?
Yeah.
The temperature yesterday morning at 5:30 down there, and it was 81, feels like 89.
Have nice weather this coming week.
Hot, the heat index has been well over 100 down there this week.
I know you've been sitting down on the water.
I'm going to do some surf fishing and that, and got me a new boogie board, so I'll try to teach the granddaughter.
Wish she'll enjoy that.
4 TFW, is that deep?
It is. I'm just, got up. I'm moving around down here. I turned the radio on. And I think it's Ken and is it Andrew? Is it just who's in there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, KO4CEF.
Yeah, do you remember your call sign?
Don't remember that. N4AZD, I think.
Right.
We're 79 degrees here right now. This early in the morning.
Andrew, we're headed to the beach on Monday. And then I looked at the weather at 5:30 in the morning yesterday, and it was 81, feels like 89.
My kids are down there, and grandkids, they've been there since, since last Monday or something, or last. Been over a week. They're coming back, I think, Thursday. But, yeah, they're having to deal with all that then. I said, so it's that hot there, huh?
Well, at least we won't get cold this time.
The beach, and it'll be nice and warm.
When it cooled down a little bit, the kids were wanting us to go with them. Now, we went some in the spring before it got too hot. But since it got hot, we've been staying here.
And camper AC don't stop.
Probably running full time, you know it?
My slide out, it catches a lot of sunlight. Really heats it up in there.
Weren't you up north somewhere, north of Myrtle?
Down south, down by Beaufort, down there to Hunting Island.
Somebody goes up at the north end. The guys, I guess. I want to think it's up toward Cherry Grove or something like that.
Hey, because we stay at Surfside.
So, well, that's not too far from us.
Lakewood Campground, that's where I keep my camper stored.
You have that Burroughs Inlet, don't you?
Going down there. I'd like to go fishing there sometime. I've never done it, but they got a nice bait and tackle shop.
Yeah, man, it's food city there. All those shrimp, they don't come from China, right?
Nowadays, yeah. We love going to the Dead Dog Saloon. They got hush puppies. I love them, and they come with, like, honey butter to put them in, like, dip them in. Oh, it's so good.
Mad Dog?
Dog Saloon.
So that's kind of across from, what is that where they have all those old hot rods, it's a biker bar, but what was that called?
I have a few down at Merle's Inlet, but they've kind of dispersed and worked their way back up towards where the Harley-Davidson shop is.
But I forgot the name of it. A lot of hot rods, rat rods used to go there, and they sit there and do burnouts right there on the road.
They go down there. They just not at Merle's Inlet anymore. It was called Suck Bang Blow. You
see these guys, especially during bike week, get down there and do a bunch of burnouts all the time. So it's not there anymore. It's just gone uphill, huh?
Moved to closer to where the Harley-Davidson shop is, but I don't know right off the top of my head.
The place is down there. And trying to think of that other one. And I've been going there for so many years. It's either age or I'm not awake yet. I was taking Ginkgo Biloba, that was helping a lot, you know, with my memory and stuff. And then, because I hadn't taken it in a long time, I forgot where I put it.
Okay.
Week.
Monday, come back on Friday.
Friday, and I don't remember the exact day, it's about a week, so... KO4CE.
Week from yesterday, Ken.
We could only get in there for Monday and leave on Friday, but that'll be plenty. That'll give me time to rest up and get the camper cleaned out when I get back.
We're down there, do you?
Mine back and forth. I think Andrew leaves his down there.
I'll leave him some. There's a place, what is that place, it's up there, Ocean Lakes, I think is the name of it. It's a big place.
Yeah, I've been there one time. I ain't going back to there, that's for sure.
Jesus. It's got a place there, and we went to visit them. It took us almost an hour just to get in, waiting in line.
Night about 6 o'clock, that whole thing got gridlocked with golf carts with teeny boppers.
And when we went, it was around 2002. Some people we knew, and it was packed then. I can imagine how it is now.
Last year we went to meet family. They were staying at Lakewood. We were at they were at Ocean Lakes. We were at Lakewood. We drove over there with the guest pass, and that, I mean, it's just, there's campers everywhere. Now, they're nice and lined up and whatnot, but, man, it is packed to the gills.
From the property, do you? I think you just, you buy it, but you really don't own it. You can sell it, but I forget how that worked.
Where you're at, fire truck southbound at the 68.
I'm getting ready to get off of my work exit. Trying to think what I was talking about. You don't own the property. I guess you own the rights to lease it. I don't know. You own the house that's on it, or if you stick your camper on it, you own it. But if you buy properties in most of those places, you don't own it. You just own the rights to be on it.
Off, couldn't you?
A loophole somewhere in that contract says they need to get you off, they can.
That place was becoming almost its own city back then. I can imagine. It's probably got its own hospital now.
Too packed, though. There's plenty of houses and campers and everything else in there.
Back in the 90s, we were at Garden City for a bunch of years, and that was cool there. But as we got older, everybody else seemed to remain the same, and it seemed like it was getting faster, so we went to Pawley's Island. We've been having a lot of, this year, drownings there at the North Point Shell Landing. They've been having a lot of drownings off of there. They're getting into rip currents.
Good. I think you got plenty of people to go to the beach, and they just don't pay attention to it.
The kids are down there now, and they were telling us about, they were on the beach. Of course, we're up on, kind of up on the other end, but they still see all the action way down there. But there was a family had gotten out there. They must not have had life jackets or something, but they got caught in the rip currents. And a guy went in, and he actually saved all of them, but he didn't make it. He got caught in the current.
out in it unless they got some kind of flotation device.
Something. I mean, you can, if you're going to go out and get anywhere near you, you know, above your knees, you better have something, because you step in a hole, and the next thing you know, it's over your head. Eat you.
In St. Augustine, we're at Anastasia State Park, and, man, I wasn't out 20 feet, and it was over my head.
You go to, like, Myrtle or something like that, and I don't know. You just walk forever, and it's just hard to get. It's hard to get down below your, you know, any higher in your waist. You basically just got to get so far out and just squat down.
You'll run into holes.
Other than, you know, I always like to keep another line of people near me that are further out, because I figure if, you know, something comes in to grab it, they'll be the first one. So I got time to get back out.
I got a drone. I take the drone, and if the kids are going to get in water when I'm down there, I take the drone up and just hang it up above everybody and look. You can see the fish. If there's a shark or anything, you can see it in the water. You see the silhouette of it.
I'd like to do that.
I'll record, and then I'll bring it back and plug it into the tablet, and you can look at it. You see all the rip currents.
Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot at work, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there today, and try to stay out of the heat the best you can. KO4, Steve, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Roger, have an awesome day. We'll catch you later. KN4, GFW.
Good one. Try to stay cool as you can out there. I'm sure it's going to get hot again today. Toodaloo, N4AZE. How are you, Ken?
7 miles out.
Trick anymore?
I guess it was last Friday. I think he was headed out to eat breakfast with his son. And that, yeah, he was doing real good. He was well pleased with his surgery.
And there then, happened to be in when he came in. I talked to, also talked to Dave. Hadn't talked to him in a while either. And I think I talked to, might have been another day, maybe before that or something. Talk to Bill. He's, I don't know where he is, either Simpsonville or Easley. I'm not sure.
On that, I was talking with Eric yesterday. He's doing good.
But he's, is he back to work now? Last time I talked to him, he'd only gone to work for like one day or something.
TFW. Yeah, he's working 2 or 3 days in the office and the rest at home. So he's doing really good.
Yeah, Eddie, he must be milking it a little bit, huh?
Three days a week to start with, and then so he's doing pretty good.
Hold in. Semi-retired or what?
It's 5 days a week. He just has to, required to go into the office 3 days a week.
Pretty long drive too, didn't he?
Up in Shelby, works down there in Anderson.
Hey.
Been running up and down 85 ever since I've been on.
Other side of me.
Near the exit 27.
That's got to take him a while. That's over an hour. What is that, close to 2 hours?
I think he's got at least an hour and a half in it on a good day.
Yeah, I've never had to drive that far to it, you know, on a regular basis.
When I lived out in Colorado, it was 80 miles one way. And I had to be in Denver for 5 a.m.
Got a pilot's license and fly.
Seemed like that'd be cost effective.
5 days a week. I know some of the guys here, I don't know if any of them, maybe one of them does. They work in Anderson and they fly back and forth to work. at the airport, Anderson Airport.
If you worked at the airport, that'd be awesome.
Seemed like something to do with the radar section of it. I know they had a lot of radar in Anderson, but he'd fly back and forth a lot, except when it was raining, he didn't, because, you know, we're a grass strip. So when the strips, we don't want to damage it, so they don't use it, you know, if it's had a good rain or something. But, yeah, he flies back and forth a good bit. Lived here, him and his wife, for 2 years now. This is strange. I met him, you know, they were going to Clemson down here. And so he lives in Pawleys Island, up on the on the other side of 70. He lives inland, and but he's still considered Pawleys Island. So he's a dentist, and he's just retired. So he bought a house here on the Strip. He's a private pilot, and he flies back and forth. He got this house for vacation, and I said, doggone, that's crazy. I got our vacation houses at Pawleys Island. So we're doing exact opposite of each other.
Matt, you can timeshare almost, right?
Vicki and I were there about a month ago, 3 weeks ago. We were down there for a couple of weeks, and we got together, and he brought a little dune buggy over and came pick me up. We went out cruising around for 5 or 6 hours. This little old, it's called a Manx. Dune buggy's from the 60s, one of those, and it's a cool thing. But he's building a down here in his hangar, he's building a it's a single engine four seater, it's an RV-10. He's got the tail section all built. It's gonna be a year or two before it gets finished, but I've been helping him with it a little bit with some of the body work and stuff on it, just piddling, you know. So, yeah, we got together and got to be pretty decent friends, especially how we are, you know, back and forth.
Man, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s and hope you have an awesome day today and just try to stay cool a little bit. We'll catch you maybe in the morning if you wake up. KN4 TFW.
Great to talk to you again. You know, stay in the air as much as you can in that office. Don't mess with the batteries. We'll catch you next time. N4AZE. Toodles.